You're watching Single Process with Joe and Bob. We've created this video series to help you navigate the difficult process of divorce. We hope this helps you on your journey. Our topic today is moms transitioning back to work.
I'm so proud of my friend Joe. You did this really well. I mean, you had a career as a lawyer for years in New York City. And you actually went back as a consultant recently, and I think people are blown away.
There was a lot of luck involved in that, and I didn't have a plan, and it was some lucky networking, and I guess having left a good impression back when I was practicing. But I wish I'd had a plan, and I'm still not sure what I want to do, and I haven't identified that yet. So I would love some guidance on that.
Well, I think we're lucky because actually Dr. Hillary Berger is with us, and she has a plan. So Dr. Hillary is the creator of Work Like a Mother. She actually helps women transition back into careers after years of being home with children. She's actually worked with over 1,000 women face-to-face. And I got to say, my favorite credential, mother of four.
Yes. Absolutely. Welcome, Hillary.
Thank
We're thrilled
you.
To have you
Thank
here
you.
Today.
Thrilled to be here.
So tell us where we start. Do we just go write a resume and throw it out there? What's the plan?
I think that's a common misconception for women. And no, I do believe that certainly at the end of the day, we do need a resume that is strategic for us and is of today. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot that needs to come prior to those sort of old-fashioned mechanics of a job search.
Okay, like what is your process?
Yeah, you know, I think what women struggle most with, especially while going through a divorce and after a divorce, is just the idea of how to get access to their professional confidence again, that professional
Absolutely.
Identity that seems to have slipped away over so many years.
Yeah, I feel like I have zero skill sets after being home. And
yes, it's very common.
Probably more skilled than I've ever been, but yet I don't feel that that translates to anything.
I think there's a lot of reason for that. And, you know, there's really a lack of validation for a lot of the skills around motherhood. And we're not often reminded of our talents and gifts and professional accomplishments while we're going through those chapters.
Okay. So are we talking about professional activities? Give us some examples. What do
yes.
you mean?
Yes. You know, it's my language that I find is most useful for women is rather than calling... you know, everything related to a career move.
Mm-hmm.
That's
intimidating, too.
It's intimidating, and it feels very overwhelming. I think when we look at our professional identity and our professional role as one of many, we realize that there's an opportunity every day to have professional activities, whether it be just building the confidence to walk into a classroom, to call colleagues and have meetings with people that we worked with in the past, to be reading intentionally again about interests that we have, whether they were our old occupation or maybe something that we're much more interested after many years.
So break it down. If mm-hmm. I actually set up lunch with a former colleague, mm-hmm. that's actually a professional activity.
Absolutely. In my mind, there is no, the only requirements that I define professional activities with are that they are specific, measurable, and realistic.
Okay, I love that. So am I supposed to know what my target industry is or what my target job is before I start doing these professional activities?
It's a very good question, and I think that's what eludes so many of us. And so, no, I do believe it's very important to do the introspective work of realizing, first of all, that there are qualities about you and skills that are more conducive to your gifts in life to tap into. And sometimes we need the help of a professional career counselor to do that. I do recommend that we remove ourselves from the isolation that so many women, especially when they're suffering, we tend to isolate. And I think in certain areas it's much more prevalent, and certainly motherhood in and of itself could be very isolating. So when we're left with our own self-doubts, it could be really hard to get out there, right? So having a community is important of other women.
This process with you is the right way to do it. It's slow, it's more methodical, it's bringing confidence back, but it takes a while.
You know,
if I need to make money next week, what would you say to me?
I have to tell you that I think that what you're saying seems, you know, I totally hear you. However,
you validated me.
I validated your point, yes. But I, even, you know, what I have found that when one does not have their sense of competency, and they're not skilled up, and they're not really qualified for professional positions, then you could present the perfect job to them, and they will look the other way. They will not know you're speaking to them. So while it may seem that these steps take longer, in fact, they don't, because you will find very quickly that once we get access to our gifts, we remember what's possible. After all, so many women who have not used their talents and capabilities, they haven't disappeared. Sometimes we just need enough of a reminder of what we've got to offer and our resources that we switch back on. And then the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
And believe me, I have seen that over and over and over again.
Really?
Absolutely. Okay. With women from all different occupational pasts who have really forgotten their value and forgotten their what they're capable of doing.
It sounds like so much of this is about rebuilding your confidence, getting back in touch with the activities that are out there that can remind you of who you are.
Absolutely. And once that happens, well, then we can get to the business, the very real and important business of the job search tools that are so different from when we left the workplace.
Right.
All of the branding work, the social media, how to present an online presence that is, you know, going to be competitive and marketable.
I'm still not on LinkedIn because I'm so overwhelmed by the thought.
Didn't think about that one. Yeah, social media is a daunting one. I mean, women who have been at home for a few years, even a couple of years, are way out of the loop.
We want to compete. The last thing we want to do is to apologize for being a mother, right? We are not doing that. We should all parent the way we want, but there's no reason that we should lose ourselves in the process.
Okay.
And so, unfortunately, this language has not been out there for so many of us, myself included. And so we have to work hard for our viability and to be the mother that we want to be.
I like it.
It's great advice,
Confidence
Hillary.
First, mechanics second.
All right, that's it. You got it.
Thank you.
I love that. Thank you very much, Hillary.
Thank you so much.
For more information on this topic and others, please visit singleprocess.me.